Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sometimes as a parent, you have to admit when you're wrong and you made a mistake. And I was wrong and I made a mistake. Have you ever been wrongfully accused of something? Dakota, my four-year-old, I got a call from my mom and she was like, today at the house, I think Dakota put some toys in the toilet. All the toilets are overflowing. I said, what? She's like, yeah, all the toilets in our house were overflowing. She had the girls all day. So I grabbed Dakota by her face, right?
Yeah.
And I get her little cheeks.
Right. Squeeze them a little bit.
Yeah. And I say, did you throw Play-Doh in Nonna's toilet?
No.
And she was like, no. No. And she would not look me in the eye.
Right.
And I kept grabbing her cheeks and making, I was like, tell mommy, did you do it? I know you did it. Dakota's my, you know, she's my challenge child. You know what I mean? Like, she's the one, like, she's just, if there's a problem, it's Dakota.
To be fair, she's done things with Play-Doh before that you were unhappy with.
This was not going to be a stretch of the imagination. So then my mom calls me and she goes, oh, Anna, they came, the plumbers.
Yeah.
All the pipes inside had rusted and fallen off and closed off the pipes.
Wow.
It had absolutely nothing to do with my poor baby who I accused of shoving Play-Doh and Barbie heads in. And I felt bad and I was just not going to say anything to her. I was just going to let it go.
Right. Because, I mean, she's four. You figure you could get away with it. Right?
Yeah. But I was like, that's not what responsible parenting is. Like, you have to fess up that sometimes mommy makes mistakes too, you know?
Yeah.
Dakota, remember when mommy asked you if you put any toys in Nonna's toilet and you said no?
Yeah.
You were right. It wasn't you that did it. It was a problem at the house. I'm sorry that I told you that you did it and you weren't telling me the truth.
Yeah, I was actually right. I was telling the truth.
You were telling the truth. But how come you wouldn't look mommy in the eye when I was asking you if you did it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I accused you of doing that when you did not do it.
It's okay.
Your interrogation techniques are questionable. That's why it's, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. And she doesn't sound like she completely forgives you either. She sounds like she's like, all right, it's cool, Ma, but I'm going to reference this. It's going to be in my mind.
Well, I mean, in my defense, there's been plenty of times.
Well, again, you know, right. She's been guilty of Play-Doh offenses before.
Yeah. But, you know, it happens. Have you ever been wrongfully accused of something? Hillary?
Okay, this is going to sound really crazy, but I'm a teacher, and all the faculty in the faculty lounge is convinced that I ate someone's salami and cheese sandwich. And I know this sounds so ridiculous, but every day I'm accused of it, and I don't even eat cheese.
But did you eat the salami?
Did you?
No, I did not eat the sandwich. I would not eat someone else's sandwich. It's ridiculous.
So did you move the sandwich or whatever? Because salami leaves a trace, all right? There is no crime. There's no perfect crime. There's always a fingerprint, you know, something that can be, you know, checked. And salami, not for nothing, it leaves a scent. So did you handle the salami? Did you move it?
No, I did not. But apparently there was a sighting of me, like, around the sandwich at one point on the day that it went missing.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what everybody's going on. I did not eat the sandwich. I wouldn't. I bring my own lunch every day.
Yeah. Remember when you ate somebody's chicken cutlet sandwich, Raven?
You know what? It had been there for days, I mean, to be fair. I just put that chicken cutlet out of its misery.
Yeah,
all right?
In your throat. That's what
you did. Well, you know what? It was probably too late even for me to eat it, but I ate some of it and it was good.
I mean, there's something wrong with you that you would do that.
Maybe.
Talking about being wrongfully accused, when were you? 1-800-330-9999. Now, Raven, I remember you were wrongfully accused.
Scariest situation of my life.
I mean, how long were you in jail for?
3 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up next. I accused my four-year-old of clogging the toilets with Play-Doh. And, I mean, I got in her face, grabbing her cheeks.
Right.
Turns out, nope, when the plumber came to my mom's house, realized that she had nothing to do with it. It was all just issues with the pipes. Here's what it sounded like when I apologized to her.
I'm sorry that I told you that you did it and you weren't telling me the truth.
Yeah, I was actually right. I was telling the truth.
Well, I'm sorry that I accused you of doing that when you did not do it.
It's okay.
She forgave her mom.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, she says she does, mm-hmm. but I mean, it still might be in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raven, you are wrongfully accused.
Wrong place, wrong time. Living in Los Angeles, I was 19, I think, at the time, and I had just left a party in a neighborhood that I was not really familiar with. It was across the street, basically, from a complex that I lived in, right? But we had driven, and there was three or four of us there. So we're leaving. We're coming down the sidewalk. Guy comes running up, and he's all anxious, and he says, Did you see anybody? We said, no. He had no idea what he was talking about. He said, somebody just broke into my house. He's like, somebody was in my house. And we're like, well, that's terrible, man. He's like, well, I called the cops. They're on the way. Do me a favor. Stay here in case they need a statement or whatever. So we had just left a party. I mean, I had a drink or two, but I didn't want to risk it, you know, driving or whatever. Didn't make any sense. So I said, okay, we'll wait, even though we hadn't seen anything. Cops show up talking to us, all nice, all that stuff. No problem, whatever. After about an hour and a half of delaying us there, they put cuffs on me. Told me that they had a shoe print from a Nike or whatever in the apartment. I had never seen this man, had never been to this apartment complex before in my life or whatever. They take me into the jail. When I get there, I was on medication because I had recently had surgery. They could not service my medication there. But before that, straight up like your Dakota interrogation where you grabbed her cheeks, they had me in a room with a single light bulb at like 4 a.m. in the morning trying to get me to sign a deal for like 7 years. They accused me of burglary.
That's wild.
I went to L.A. County Jail, and I was in there for 3 weeks before I was released suddenly in the middle of the night. My father had called somebody, got somebody to press the button. The craziest part is I was never arraigned, so it sat on my record for 20, 30 years. I had to go through like all sorts of channels to clear stuff after that. It was crazy.
Can you imagine that really happened?
It sounds wild. Insane, right? Like if I had half the mind that I have now or half the cash and it wasn't the 90s and it was a totally different world, like, I'd probably be a millionaire right now. It was absolutely insane. 9 guys, 6-man cell. I mean, it was nuts. The craziest part of the story, same time that Tommy Lee and OJ were in that jail.
Really?
Same time.
Did you see them?
No.
Did you guys have dinner together?
Never saw each other.
No?
Never hung out. Didn't, you know, we didn't bond over it or anything like that. Scariest experience of my life.
Disappointing. Yeah.
I'm sorry to not give you the payoff you wanted.
Gosh. That's what I was waiting for. Like, now me and OJ are best friends.
Tommy Lee's on my text line. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Donna, you were wrongfully accused. What happened?
So I actually went on a business trip one time with a bunch of my coworkers. And one of my coworkers is actually a lot of fun to talk to. And so he came over to my room and we're just talking and talking and talking. Next thing we realized, it was 3 in the morning. Let's just say we were to talk all the time the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, because I don't buy what you're saying for a minute.
Yes.
We just got to talking. It was so great. And then next thing I know.
I buy that. I mean,
oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd your spouse do with that?
I told him. I actually beat everybody else to the punch, and I told my husband. I was like, "Listen, this is what happened. You know, it was hilarious. He didn't think anything of it until somebody from work called him. I was like, "Hey, did you know that your wife is like, yeah, I know."
And what is wrong with your nosy coworkers? Like, get out your business.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.